It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Good morning, Meredith. This is fantastic. It's beautiful.
For 23 years, I've been dying to tell you what I thought of you. And now, well, being a Christian woman, I can't say it.
You said balls.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Our thanks again to Lindsay Zarniak.
Yeah.
Best thing on Washington television from the Beijing Olympics.
She's
attention,
good.
Attention, attention.
Pay attention.
All dirty dogs and their owners. From Rob Spiewak Enterprises. This weekend,
come to the Muttrageous Dog Wash.
Come on out, folks.
Yes, I'm actually doing a
dog wash.
Across this nation now, people are hearing about the Muttrageous dog wash. Sunday from 1 till 5. Is this a Sharon endeavor?
My mother got roped into volunteering, and my mother asked
mother.
That we'd... You know, what have we done for her lately?
Sunday from 1 till 5 at Bark and Bubbles.
Bark and Bubbles.
795 Center Street in Herndon. Proceeds benefit the Washington Humane Society.
That's
come
nice.
Out and help put the fun in fundraiser.
It's a good cause, so if you could come out, I thank you on behalf of my family.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure to read it.
That's a great idea.
All right, we're very excited about that. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Wash.
Yes, Mr. Joe Arger, what can we do for you?
Are you washing dogs?
No.
But the Buzz Babes ought to wash dogs.
Well, I believe we've just stolen an idea.
From the Humane Society?
Well, that's where our best ideas come from.
I think we should have a Buzz Babe dog wash.
Excellent.
That's
what
awesome.
What hot women don't love doggies?
Let us wash your dog.
We'll ask the Buzz Babes when they're here tomorrow on BYOB Friday. We'll
see
if they want to participate. That'll be a lot of fun.
I would like that.
A Buzz Babe. Oh, man. You know,
be unfortunate if the hose got, you know,
yes.
willy-nilly and T-shirts got wet.
And what if no dogs showed up, you know? We'd just have to be washed. Oh, I'm
DJ,
sorry.
It's a DJ wash.
Now you've changed it.
It's the whole thing. Bring in Nikki Biggs with the sex toys again. it's just everything. It's everything today. Yeah, this has been a show, gentlemen.
It has.
I'm waiting for, like, George Gobel to come walking in. This is quite the show. Nikki Biggs is back here.
Hey.
Nikki, what is the... Do you have a company that you want to plug here, is the so to speak?
Hey.
Do you want to, you know, plug anything? I don't know. I'm trying to find it.
Hmm.
And Jeff has come back in here.
Why?
He seems very excited when we have the sex toys.
It's his last day. He's all excited. He was out there bragging how smart he was, and now he's in here.
Nikki Biggs is a sales consultant for Brown Bag Party. What's in your brown bag?
Oh.
Before and after lotions, romance enhancers, couples toys, books and DVDs. Things just for him. brownbagparty.com/Nikki Biggs.
You know, when I started...
That's Nikki with two Ks, incidentally.
When
white.
I started, my bag was white.
Thank you, Rob. Appreciate that. When you started, your bag was like a greasy spot. You could see through your brown bag with all the Five Guys burgers.
It was wrapped up a pastrami.
There it is. Nikki, where were we? We had the fleshlight.
Yes.
We had, like, the heated lotion. Then you gave Beth Ann some sort of potion. And then during one of the commercial breaks, I noticed that you gave Katie some sort of lollipop, which she still seems to be enjoying.
It amuses her.
Katie, I know you like that. I know. It's not that particularly funny, but I know you
enjoy
that.
Oh, I know it's small.
Sorry.
Definitely.
I know you like that, but that's enough of that. What?
I laughed so hard I broke a sweat.
I know you did. I know. Okay. All right. Stop it, please. Stop. Thank you very much.
Did you just blow up Katie?
I don't. I do all the time, but I don't mean it for real. Let's go to John in Sacramento, California. John, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's cartoon.
Hey, Mike, how you doing today?
I'm doing great. What can we do for
good.
You?
Looking for a career change, buddy. I want to do a morning show with you. The Bark and Bubble Show.
Bark and Bubble Show. Thanks so much. And how about that for you, too? A louder explosion.
So violent.
That was real dynamite, not cartoon dynamite.
I don't feel violent. I'm a lover, not a fighter, Buzz.
I see.
All right, Nikki, what do we have next? What's on the list? You're just surrounded by all these toys. You
yes.
said you had gifts for us?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Yes, you do.
Actually,
yes.
I have a gift for Buzz and you.
Oh, how kind.
You were saying the Humane Society, the doggy wash?
Yes.
For every Hearts of Fire that you buy,
uh-huh.
a donation does go to the Humane Society.
Well, that's very nice.
Okay. You should spell it H-A-R-T-Z.
Hearts of Fire is a
like the collar.
Yeah, Hearts Mountain.
Heart-shaped plastic bag of red goo.
Yeah, basically.
Uh-huh.
But there is a metal a metal disc in there. You break it,
yeah.
and it becomes very, very nice and warm.
I see.
Everything warm.
Yes.
Everything's about warm.
Oh,
exactly.
I see.
Exactly.
Yes.
All right. Exactly.
Is that what I get,
and
too?
Yes, you get one of those.
Watch
too.
The microphone,
samples
Nikki.
In there, so.
Slamming that microphone around.
Wham.
A little bucket. Some edible undies are in there also.
That's all right. I don't
very
see.
Nice.
All right, we have.
You had one, too. But
I have a brown bag party.
With it.
Well, I'm sure we're fine.
What is this, just a regular pen here?
Yeah, just a regular pen. There's samples in there, our 2-in-1 warming lotion.
silky smooth personal silicone lubricant.
Yes. Oh, you got the silicone.
That'll go nicely with your fleshlight.
I haven't seen Buzz this excited since the wings got here.
Silicone.
Oh, and wipes. Adult toy cleaner wipes.
All right.
Yes.
Just what I wanted.
Oh, and I see some condoms here, before and after. This is this is an adult toy cleaner wipe.
Beautiful.
Of course.
You can also use this if you eat crabs.
You can, or if you have them.
And then some kind of mint gel from Doc Johnson.
And then we have Forever Yours.
Is he still practicing?
Oh, yeah.
Prolong emollient. All right. Mm-hmm. Passion fruit. And it says something I can't say on the radio.
Sure. Yeah.
And I'm going through my little...
Nikki, I was fed a question from Katie next door. Do you sell the Natural Contours brand?
No.
She does not, Katie. Thank you.
That Katie, that little horn doggy Katie. My God.
Yes.
I see this. These are all sorts of lotions.
Oh, thank you.
I know that you are a frequent member to the Snacks of the Round Table.
Yes, what is this?
And those are snacks that I think would be a great contender.
Ooh, edible undies.
I'm sure they're shaped like something?
No. Actually, seriously, it is for real a great snack.
Is it really?
Yes.
I will do that. Although I've already chosen my winning entry tomorrow.
Yes.
I will keep this for another week.
There you go. Excellent.
Can I put these on? Can I wear these, or are these for women?
No, you can wear them.
Really? Edible undies. Strawberry. Mm-hmm.
Strawberry.
They're delicious strawberry.
Are they like made out of fruit roll-up? What are they like?
What do they taste like,
Nikki?
Yeah,
it's like a roll-up, isn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a roll-up consistency. You can take it out if you'd like.
It's got all sorts of like foreign language on it.
Are they warnings?
It says good licking.
Really?
Good licking like a woman.
That sounds like a German.
All right, what else do we have? What's on your list?
Who
Let's go through
like strawberry.
We got to get buzzed.
We're going to go with the items for her.
Items for her.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, wonderful items for
yes.
her.
Yes. I know a lot of ladies out there really don't.
Sorry about that.
Who have not experienced sex toys.
Yeah.
We need to start them off with something very, very simple.
Is that Play-Doh?
Of course.
No, looks like Play-Doh.
Silly putty,
it
really.
It does kind of. It's a play on the bullet that we have. It's called the Wild Hair.
And it has little bunny ears on it.
There is.
Exactly. Right.
After a very famous toy called the rabbit. This would be the
exactly.
I actually have
the rabbit.
The extra part of the rabbit.
Oh, my God. Yeah. This thing is a powerful. Exactly. This vibration
And see, Mike,
is powerful.
You can see more of that on the entire device there.
Now, why does that have beads in the middle of it?
Okay.
It looks like what was discussed.
Exactly.
You put some dill pickle on your dough,
so
to speak. That's what that is.
Exactly.
And it's got a little tickling attachment.
Exactly.
On
and it has beads, plastic beads in the center.
Are they flavor beads?
What's this thing called again? This pink thing you gave
that
me?
That is the Wild Hair.
Good God.
How many horsepower is that?
What is that, built by BMW?
Good evening. I'm Orson Welles. This is War of the Worlds.
A lot of people don't
see them out in the field. They're incredible. The Martians are coming.
A lot of people don't know he actually used one of those.
Oh! All right. What else is going on? I love all this stuff. This is fun.
You love technology.
This is the skunk. This is what smells like skunk.
That smells like skunk?
Smells like skunk.
Oh, it must have been.
Give that to Rob. Tell me if he thinks.
Perhaps it's reconditioned.
Latex left in the sun.
It's probably, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Play It Again, Love Toys. Yes, it's from Play It Again, Love Toys.
Yes, it is skunky.
It is skunky, isn't it?
Isn't that something?
It's the rubber. It's the rubber.
It's probably the material that it's made out of.
Hey, what's the difference between other lubes and silicone?
You have a water-based lube and a silicone lube.
Uh-huh.
Water-based is more used for dryness,
are you editing your
wetness.
Thoughts?
Yes.
Two people, probably.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
I love the way he knows all about this.
I know.
He does.
Right, Wichita, you need this
Oh, don't
stuff.
Say that. She'll right. call.
Don't call in.
Oh, she'll call.
Says, no, do not use with any other silicone products.
Exactly.
Could it cause
the
fire?
Silicone. No, it melts your silicone toys.
If you had a silicone toy.
A silicone toy, you don't want to use silicone. You want to use a water-based.
Did you know that if you put this Wild Hair on the counter and turn it on, it comes to life?
Does it really bounce around?
Across
it's
the
a
counter.
Cat toy.
Look,
there you go, Buzz. Oh, it's a cat toy.
My cats will love it.
Yes. Hey,
so if I use this silicone rub-on lube here, will it affect my implants?
No.
Thank you. I was joking, Nikki.
I know.
Serious, just a little joke. What else do we have here? Rob's playing.
Well, of course, if
they're toys after all.
I know.
Exactly. If women can't have, I know a lot of women have
if they can't finish
allergic,
up?
No, they have allergic reactions to latex, silicone, that sort of thing.
Okay, right.
We do sell the Pyrex.
Oh, let me see
glass.
That.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so you can cook with it.
It's exactly.
Oh, it's Pyrex.
It's oven safe.
You can put it in the microwave?
Make
what
your
a
own
pretty
recipes
device
in the bedroom.
This is, isn't it?
This is
great.
It also picks up channel
are these
45.
All, incidentally, are these all fresh out of the box?
Yes.
Gentlemen, just an idea for tomorrow's BYOB show. I think we're going to put these off in a corner, and if they happen to just float out into the
show
tomorrow.
They just happen to be around?
They'll be gone.
They just happen to be here tomorrow. Yep. You know, make sure you run these through the Burger King sink, Jeff, before when we're done with this.
They'll be gone in 60 seconds.
This is a pretty device. This looks
it
like
is
it's
very
is.
Nice.
Is this blown glass?
Yes.
Hey. It looks very much like an alien.
You could leave that out on the coffee table.
That's a glass product. It's got a little rhythm, a remnant inside of it.
A ribbon? Nice.
A ribbon.
A ribbon. Look, nice. It's got a little ribbon.
Oh, yeah. It's very nice.
Ribbon in the sky.
Very colorful.
What else?
Those are made in different sizes and different
shapes.
Oh, let
me see that. And that's got a vibration.
Yes.
Oh, I like that one.
Now, that is beautiful.
Now, it looks like I could use that. I could use that on my way into work every day.
You
actually could.
I'm sorry, I don't have any tolls.
On the motorcycle?
Yeah. Oh, wouldn't that be great on the motorcycle?
Check your tire pressure.
Yes. Wouldn't it?
It actually looks like a large thermometer with a... sort of a turned-up end on it.
Yes, and ironically, no matter how hard you try, you cannot take your temperature with it.
I know. I bet I could.
You can change your temperature with it.
This is vibration and glass.
Wow.
Got to be careful with this, right?
Yes.
You sit at the wrong angle, and you're in big trouble
no
here.
No sudden movements.
Well, it's,
shards.
It's more for the...
what?
Tactile...
The other end.
Stop finishing her sentences.
Trying to help,
I've never seen you more enthusiastic about a guest.
We're on dangerous ground, so I'm just trying to help in a careful way.
I like this that the control unit is clear blue plastic, and you see the Energizer batteries inside.
That's nice,
so to speak.
Battery. When I started this business, mm-hmm. I definitely had to invest in buying stock in Energizer.
Energizer sure, batteries.
Sure.
Is that the official sponsor of Brown Bag?
No, it's basically.
Okay, what else do we have? We are almost out of time
toy.
Here. Couples to oh, yes. I've seen this one before.
Yes. Something for everybody.
It's
I've
a
seen
ring.
This. All right.
Yes.
So the ring for him.
Yes.
And the other, side for her.
Other for her.
Right
but
there.
The vibration unit also.
Hey, look! It looks like a bull. It looks like the face of a bull.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
oh, it does.
It's called the Bull Rider.
Is it really?
Yes.
Oh, so that's not by accident that it's
dun,
the face.
Dun, dun, absolutely.
Oh, it's a bull's face. Let's press this up against the microphone so everyone at home can enjoy this.
Just a few more minutes, Mr. O'Mara. Open wide. Open wide. If you start to feel some pressure, we'll give you more Novocaine. That's right.
Whee!
I'm the king of the world.
And rinse.
Thank you. Okay. Wow, you got all these toys. Good God, look at this.
This
oh,
is our
no.
suction
look
cup.
Okay, hold on a second.
Toys.
Lexington Steel coming up here.
Exactly.
Yes, look at this.
This is our biggest Bob.
Oh, it's your biggest Bob?
Yes,
all right.
My
it's your
battery
biggest toy.
Boyfriend.
Well, I'd like to put that in the grill of BDK's car.
It is suction cupped.
Oh,
it does.
Right.
Oh, it moves.
All right.
Yes.
You know, there's
moves.
An amazing fun you can have with this. In this day and age, though, with the CBS sexual harassment policies, I probably couldn't do the game. That
I remember the
that
game.
I played.
Love yes. the game.
Go ahead, chat
love
with Nikki,
game.
And I'll show Nikki the game. Okay.
Okay. So, Nikki, this is one of the
oh,
old
I get
favorites
to see
from
it
my.
Now.
Oh yeah, but
oh,
you'll want to face me for a while.
This
okay.
is a gyrating love toy,
and yes.
That comes with a suction cup, so it can be attached to the bathtub.
I've seen this
or...
game definitely. Many times, mm-hmm. and it never disappoints.
Hey, Bethann,
you can turn now.
Bethann, can you come to the studio?
Very. Nice.
Bethann.
Mike, have you been tanning?
You may want to put something
Bethann.
On that.
Bethann, I have to go to break. I am exhausted. It's just been too much show.
Mike has figured out a great way to display the...
You don't look exhausted.
Yeah, now Jeff's taking about as many pictures as he can. Right
that's
now.
Right.
I would... did you...
yeah.
What if I was to, like, walk into the bank, like, just up to the teller and go, excuse me, I'd like to check on my deposit.
As long as you didn't use the word deposit, I think you'd be okay.
It looks like
it's searching for water.
Oh, my God. Oh, boy. Well, this is wonderful. I see you've got a lot of other stuff
yes.
there.
Wonderful.
Can
toys.
We leave this stuff for tomorrow's show? Can we leave it sort of lying around?
Yeah, if you'd like.
Yeah, I mean, well, you want
it
all back.
Tomorrow,
oh, you want
yeah.
it all back. Okay.
Oh, duh.
Just leave the stuff you can. Okay. Leave the stuff you can.
I don't have a show until Saturday.
Okay. Very
so,
good. All
yes.
right. We'll leave that around. And this is wonderful. Thank you, Nikki Biggs.
No problem.
It's a brown bag party. What's new, brown bag? It's delightful. Before and after lotions, romance enhancers. We got like 700 vibrators.
Gifts for couples, Mike.
Gifts for couples. A lot of fun. We enjoyed that. Thank you, Nikki.
Serving Northern Virginia.
Oh, jeez. Look at this thing.
And serving themselves.
Tickle, tickle. You know, it seems to me proportionally you know, the bag right down here is not proportional to that.
Well, I think it's not the entire bag.
But if you were, you know, if you were talking about me, not even close. There we go.
How about my color?
Exactly.
I thought so.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Mike, especially if I've been eating blueberry pie.
Mike has a reverse tan line.
That's lovely. We'll just, let's, you know what you should do? I've got a job for you, Jeff. Gather these all up, put them on a table, and take a picture of all of them, and we'll put that up on MikeOMaraShow.com so you can see everything that we were talking about, okay? Get these things away from me.
And hold them gently.
Vibrators, lotions. Yee! It's all over the place. Yeah. All right. Buzz, you better start because I'm getting all...
Before we finish.
Here. Yes. Yes, start before it's over, baby.
Well, China has taken the lead in Olympic gold medals, partly thanks to a first-ever gold from the Chinese women's gymnastics team.
Oh,
yeah.
Beijing.
How's that?
Two Energizer batteries.
The U.S. team stumbled and faltered, and China took the lead. And then the U.S. coach repeated her concern that some of the Chinese women aren't really women at all, but girls. Quoting the coach, one of the girls has a missing tooth, indicating it's a missing baby tooth.
You know,
the replacement has not grown.
Lindsay touched on that a little bit. Apparently, Bella Caroli, who's the former coach of the gymnastics team, every time you see that guy interviewed, he's talking about that. This is a huge controversy, and you heard what it is. I mean, right. They don't feel the same kind of pressure. They're children. You can see that when you watch the gymnastics.
I hate to sound naive because I just don't understand, but it would seem to me as an outsider looking in, the strength they would gain in the years of, you know, maturing, that would be a benefit.
No,
apparently not.
It's the opposite. And
I can't imagine that.
They said that the other night when I was watching it, and it's the same thing that Lindsay told us earlier, that you have these, they're so young that they just don't feel the same kind of pressure. The people you're going to see react to the pressure are the 20-year-olds that are in the competition, and it's just, that's why they do it, Rob. I mean,
yeah,
they, you
I
know,
guess.
If it was seasoned athletes, they'd do that too, whatever you do to
win. But doesn't it seem a little counterintuitive? It just seems like it's wrong.
Yes.
I mean, of course it's wrong.
Yeah. But it's China! Yes, that's right.
Big concern of the U.S. coach, to which added, I have no proof. Now, the Chinese coach denies the accusation, but refuses to explain the missing tooth. Online and local records tell a different story.
They can't do carbon dating?
Apparently not with children.
Only if they had the tooth.
But you can check online and you can check local records there in China, and you discover that three of the female Chinese gymnasts are actually 14 years old.
All right, here's a stupid question. When we ask about whether they could find out or not, do you think through any kind of DNA testing with blood anything that they could? There's no way, right?
It's not necessary. There are public records. Their passports say they're 16, but there are public records available in China.
Birth certificates and things like that
show they're actually 14.
Cheaters!
Exactly,
you know,
Mike.
That sucks. That really totally sucks.
I heard the way she lost her tooth is she got punched in the mouth by that Sacrimony girl.
Alicia Sacrimony.
That's happened.
Acrimony.
Alicia, how are you, baby?
Baby.
White people are still the majority racial group in
the
U.S.
Yeah, Mike!
Hey! Hey, that's for you.
I'm walking here!
That's for you.
And it's a two-thirds majority.
Yeah!
Yeah, not for long, pal.
But the Census Bureau projects that in 34 years, minorities combined will be the majority.
Yeah, not by weight.
You've never followed sumo.
I guess you're right.
Right.
New census figures project the Hispanic population to triple by 2042.
Now, this would be the time when we were talking earlier, Rob, where I, right up here, would have that button instantaneously
and
with the wonderful music from Latin America.
Latin music
of some
sort. Exactly. That's what we're looking for. Yeah, salsa
something
type
like
beat.
That. Yeah, sure.
Be delightful.
Currently, Hispanics represent about 15% of our population. It's also 14% black and 5% Asian. The latest government projection also forecasts a massive, massive population growth in the U.S. Officials expect an additional 135 million people. That's an increase that's bigger than the entire populations of Britain and France combined.
Plenty of room for more.
What about Eskimos?
Bring them all. It's a big hodgepodge. It's a melting pot.
That would bring our total to 439 million people competing for jobs, housing, services, and roads, because that growth means 106 million more cars.
They're all coming over to this lady's house for dinner.
I've been rooting around in my icebox, and look what I found.
What
did
you find?
Pig's guts.
Oh. Ooh, pig's guts.
Sheep's guts.
Oh, I like the pig.
Delicious.
And 50 million more houses and 36,000 more schools. India, meanwhile, is still having trouble feeding people, which is why one official in India has proposed setting up rat farms to raise rats for food.
I'd eat a rat.
I think I'd try it based on this guy's recommendation.
You've tried rat?
How was it?
When we were in New York and the other show in the afternoon sent some rat over and I was the one who ate it.
Oh, that's right. You did try rat.
Yeah.
How did you find it?
Tasted a little like pork.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, I'd try rat.
Well, a little stringy.
Mm-hmm.
2 million Indians already eat them, and India's welfare minister says other people really should try them, too.
You can enjoy a rat when you put enough curry and cumin on it.
Yes, indeed.
He says they're high in protein and, according to him, considerably tastier than chicken.
Ask me what I use to scoop out the guts when I'm cleaning my rat.
Say, when you're cleaning your rat, what do you use to scoop out the guts?
Spoon straw. Thank you.
Besides, rats eat less grain than other livestock, which means...
Now you're grossing me out. What do they eat?
Grain. They eat less grain than other livestock.
Oh, I thought you meant they didn't eat any grain at all.
Well, certainly less than a cow.
They eat, exactly, Rob, which means less farmland taken up for raising grain for the purpose of feeding livestock.
But you're going to get less meat from the mouse. No, rat.
Not a mouse.
Think how many rats you can squeeze into a space normally occupied by a cow.
Yeah, but you're not going to get as much meat.
Cow.
You don't eat cow?
No, they don't in India.
Oh, of course. I'm sorry. But you eat cow, don't you?
Sure, constantly.
It's delicious. But can you milk a rat?
I expect you could.
I have nipples, Greg.
You have to be very careful, however.
Rats eat what flies eat. They eat like poo.
Well, not if they're farm-raised
not
rats.
Beautiful farm-raised rats.
Farm-raised rats eat grain.
Yeah, how can you prove it's a farm-raised rat?
What makes them taste so good?
How can you prove they're not like going up to Times Square and just scooping a few out of the alley?
Try it with a little horseradish.
and we can use their fur to make beautiful clothes.
Exactly.
Delicious coats.
Speaking of rats.
Were we?
The influence of lobbyist and convicted weasel Jack Abramoff just doesn't go away. A political strategist tied to the Abramoff scandal is helping to raise money for John McCain and urging fellow state Republicans to attend a fundraiser he's throwing for McCain in Atlanta.
That isn't just irresponsible, it's outrageous.
And that political strategist is Ralph Reed.
Oh, that worm.
Former leader of the so-called Christian Coalition.
Can we raise him for food?
Hey, he eats the same thing rats do.
Be a little chewy. House investigators found that Reed had used his in with the Bush White House to help some of the lobbyists of Jack Abramoff, some of his clients. Reed insists he has no role in the McCain campaign and that he isn't trying to land one.
I'm John McCain. And I approve this message.
Bebo's message.
Democratic leaders in Arkansas and elsewhere are looking at ways to tighten security after yesterday's killing of a party leader in Little Rock. 50-year-old Timothy Dale Johnson walked into the party state headquarters, asked for the chairman, shot him 3 times before getting into his pickup.
Probably shouldn't play music.
Driving away.
No. That's really not appropriate when you're talking about a murder.
Yes.
You were going ahead with it, but it's a tragedy, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
It is. That's horrible in there. You know, it's after the fact, but shouldn't they have tightened the security before this happened?
That might have been helpful, but I don't think they anticipated such a thing to happen. Mm-hmm. 25 miles later, at any rate, he reportedly pulled a gun on police, and police shot him dead.
Anytime you've got any place, this crap's going to happen. And then after the fact, they say, we should. But you get a lunatic that's going to walk into a joint, it's going to happen. That's just the way it is.
Regis had a very interesting take. Can I have a moment to play Regis's take?
Please do. I always like to hear the sage that is Regis.
Sure.
He's a very bright guy. I'm sorry, that's the wrong button.
And what's going on down there in Arkansas? Boy, somebody barged into the Democratic headquarters and shot one of President Nixon's old pals.
Way to go, Regis. Thank you.
Regis Philbin.
That's a good segue right there.
Guns for shoes, when we continue.
Guns for Jews?
Shoes.
Shoes.
Oh, shoes. Yeah, I'm sorry. I had a little hearing problem there. I'm terribly sorry. I thought it might have been an Israeli story.
No.
Footwear.
Okay. Well, lots more fun and more thrills when we come back right after these.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.